1991, with Robert Hammond.
At his house in Winchester, Massachusetts, Robert Brown, the interviewer.
And again, you just talk a little bit about
your family, your upbringing. You're from the state of Idaho.
Yes, I'm from the town of Kellogg, Idaho, up in the northern part of the state. It's a gold mining town that has the biggest silver mine in the country. And that's where I was born and grew up. And there are no art galleries or artists or anything else there. And my parents owned a small hardware store in the town, and I worked there after school. And but for some reason, I just began drawing when I was very young. And I think it was because my mother and father worked in the store, and I was left to my own devices much of the time. And so I began drawing. I remember drawing as a very young boy. I would listen to the radio, various things like Dick Tracy or Popeye or something of that sort, and then I would draw what I heard. So it was a case of drawing with a pencil on a piece of paper, substituting what you hear with something visual. And so I did that. I found that interesting to do, and I remember drawing endlessly. And but all I had was a pencil and paper, and I yearned for the day I could have a bottle of ink and a pen and paper. And it took a long time, but I finally got a pen, and I was in seventh heaven then. Yeah. And I did a lot of pen and ink drawings, many, many pen and ink drawings.
So your fascination was you could enlarge what you could express?
Looking
back, or was it just with the pen, a different kind of mess?
No, the pen and ink was more concise, more precise line, more defined and blacker and clear to the eye, and I liked that a lot. And I thought as a young boy that this must be something very professional to have a bottle of ink and a pen. And I remember seeing in the cartoon strips, as many artists did when they were young, they were interested in cartoons because of the drawing aspect of it and the shorthand of cartooning. And I couldn't do that with a pencil. I thought I really had a luxurious situation when I had a bottle of ink and a pen to draw with.
Did your parents encourage you?
No, my parents left me alone as a child. I worked in the store and went to school and played in the high school band and all that sort of thing. But I still had this yearning to draw. I think it was because it was a country environment, and there was lots of time for oneself as opposed to living in a city. And many artists I've noticed have come from either semi-rural environments or had a great deal of time when they were young to themselves to just meditate and absorb things around them. And I think that was my case also. And I tried to, it came out, all of this came out vis-a-vis the pen and ink on the paper. And I enjoyed it very much. I didn't have any colors, I didn't have any crayons, I didn't have nothing. All I had was a pencil for a long time and then a pen and ink. And
how old would you have been?
It went on for many years. I know I started before I was in high school. I started when I was in probably the fifth or sixth grade and went on from then. I had an exhibition in Boston many years later, and it was well received here at the Pace Gallery on Newbury Street before they moved to New York. And my parents, at the same time, came on the train for a visit from Idaho to Boston, and I took them to the exhibition. And somebody there at the exhibition here in Boston said, "Well, when did?"